Yiddish now is V'eishes Ochiv Shloihoye Balomai. This is interesting. You have your brother that wasn't alive at the same time. Rashi says, what's the case? Two brothers, both have the same parents, but one brother died before the second brother was even born. What's the case? That Rashi could go in Ruvain, Shemes, Bulei Bonim. Ruvain died without any children. V'noilad Loiach Liacha Misa. And after Ruvain died, then Ruvain's mother gave birth to another boy. So Maisa, let's say the Shimon that's born now, really he's called Reuven's brother, just they weren't alive at the same time. Kolzaman Reuven was alive, he didn't have his brother yet. His brother was born first after he died. Such a case. Again, he'll go in Reuven, Shemeth, Bloy, Bonim. Reuven died without any children. V'noilad loy ach liacha misa. And he was born a brother, his mother gave birth after he died. Ushmei Levi, his name is Levi. Now, Reuven just died, but he had a brother Shimon that was alive with him. So now that Reuven died, V'omad Shimon V'yabin, Ishtoi. Shimon, the brother that was alive the same time Reuven was alive, and Reuven died without any children, so Shimon went and was Miyabin, his wife, married his wife now. V'loi Isha Cheres, and Shimon has a second wife also. Now U'meis B'loi Bonin. Now Shimon dies without any children. V'noflu Shteyem L'fnei Levi. Now both of these two wives fall in front of Levi now to be Miyabim, because Levi was born after Reuven died, but Lamaisa Levi is Shimon's brother. Now the Lachar is Shteyem Peturis. Both these two Noshim, Apota Levi, cannot be Miyabim, either one of them. Lefi She'eshes Reuven, She'nisses L'Shimon Asur L'Levi, because Shimon already was Miyabim Reuven's wife. Now Reuven's wife is called Eshes Ach, Nogeir to Levi. So it's called an Erva. That Levi can't marry that lady, because that lady was once before married to his brother. V'yoynish kora leho, and his nisa koras for him to marry her. L'fi sheishis ach b'koras, keshara royis. Really, your brother's wife is also for you to marry the zechiv koras. Sheva pashas dechsib b'kula, kichola sheyasim, kola tohevis eila, v'nichrisu. It says an nisa koras by your brother's wife. Now, uvamoka mitzvas yibum, when there's a mitzvah yibum involved, that means kishemesh b'lei bonim, when your brother died without any children, Shaya Rachmana, this is the only case the Torah said, now you're allowed to go marry your brother's wife. And there's a mitzvah to do it. In a case where your brother died without any children, even though really his wife should be also to use, he's an Eshes Ach, and we'll see later, some Rishonim learns the whole mitzvah is to go and marry that Erev of the Eshes Ach. When she has an Isser Eshes Ach on you, now there's a mitzvah to go marry her. Shaya Rachmana. Now, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, the Eshes Achiv. That now Reuven died before Levi was even born. So in such a case, Reuven's wife never had a din mitzvah yibum to Levi. The Torah never gave a heter for Reuven's wife that Levi should marry her. There's still, because the pasuk says in the parasha of yibum, ki yeshvu achim yachtov, when you have two brothers living together. That means shohoy solem yeshiva achas berlam. They were living at the same time. If you have two brothers living at the same time, now if one brother dies, there's a mitzvah yibum, you should marry his wife. But over here, when Reuven was married to his wife, Levi was not alive. So when Levi is born, Reuven died already. Now, Reuven's wife, but as soon as Levi is born, Lamaisa, that wife is also to Levi now, because that wife was once called Eshes Achiv. It was once his brother's Reuven's wife. And the Torah says, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. Only when there's a heter yibum. Now, since Levi was first born after Reuven died, there's no mitzvah yibum. Because the Torah says, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. There's only a mitzvah yibum if two brothers are living the same time. But here, that Levi was first born after Reuven died, so there's never a mitzvah now for Levi to be miyabe Reuven's wife. Therefore, Reuven's wife now is an heir to Levi. Levi is never allowed to marry Reuven's wife. She's an erva of Eshes Ach, because she never had a heter yibum. So now that the second brother Shimon was alive when Reuven was alive, so the second brother Shimon married Reuven's wife, he's allowed to, because there's a mitzvah yibum. But when Shimon dies, and now that wife that was first Reuven's wife
falls to Levi, Levi can't be Miyabma now. Because even though there's a second Mrs. Yibam now, but I call upon her from the first marriage of Reuven, she has the same Eshes Ach on her, that Levi is not allowed to marry her. So therefore, since there's no mitzvah Yibam now from Levi to that wife, Eshes Reuven, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though Shimon has married his second wife now, Levi cannot be Miyabim Shimon's second wife either. Since he can't be Miyabim, the first wife of Eshes Reuven, he can't marry the second wife either. Rashi and Zohar, V'hilkach, Mishemes Reuven, when Reuven died, Nesra Levi Yisr Oilam, Ki Eshesach Shesh Lebonim, Reuven's wife now, if you look at it towards Levi, Levi is never allowed to marry her. There's no mitzvah Yibum for Levi to marry her, so she remains just like your brother had children, that his wife is also to Yisroelam. Even though now, even though your brother Shimon married her, Machmas Mitzvah Yibum, and you're alive the same time Shimon is, still you're not allowed to marry that wife. Bishvah Reuven, because that wife was once married to your first brother Reuven, and that's an Isra Evra, and you never had a mitzvah Yibam on that wife, therefore she remains also to you. And the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that, Ukeshem she asur alay, just like that wife is also to you, Kach Tsarasa, the second wife, Eisha Shimon, that Shimon married a second wife, Acheras Asura, she's also also to you. Tiafunu lekamon akol aroyis, I'm the mola bekoris. This we'll learn in the Gemara, like we said, the whole Yisrael of the Mishnah, that when you have two wives falling to you, if one of them is also to you, the second one is also also. And if you do marry them, Yechayev Koris, since the Torah said there's no mitzvah Yibum, is Oimdus Olo the Yisra Eshasach, Sheish Babonim, tis an Yisra Ervanel, a Maisa, she's your brother's wife, and you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. The only time you have a right to marry her if there is a mitzvah yibum. And in these cases that the wife has nisa erva to you, there's no mitzvah yibum on her, well, dashem sukim on the second wife, there's also no mitzvah yibum. And since there's no mitzvah yibum here, she remains with a nisa karas to you, she was your brother's wife, and you're not allowed to marry her. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah says, again, Eishes Ochiv, your brother's wife, Shloi Hoya Balomai. You, Levi, was not alive when your brother Reuven was alive, so his wife is always also for you to marry. Then the last one of the Mishnah is the Kalosai, your daughter-in-law. You have a son, they got married, and then even though your son died, and let's say your brother now married her, your brother was allowed to marry your daughter-in-law, and now if your brother dies, you're not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law. Trashev Kalosai. Your son got married, Shemais Benoi, and then your son died, Venosa Achiv, and now your brother married her, is Kalosi Asur L'Yelam, your daughter-in-law is also for you to L'Yelam, even after your brother dies, you're not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law, V'yafidu L'Yacha Mises Benoi, even after your son dies, that's also an Issa Koros L'Yelam, that you're never allowed to marry her. So now that your brother married her, and then your brother dies, so Lamaisa, you're not allowed to marry her because she was once your son-in-law, your daughter-in-law. So therefore, the same way you can't marry her, if he has another brother, another wife, if your brother has a second wife, there's no mitzvah yibum on the second wife either. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That when one wife is also to you, automatically the second one is also also. So Mishnah says now, Harei Elo Peturois Sorosayim, any one of these 15 Noshim, if your brother is married to them, and to another wife, both wives are potter from Yibin. But Tsaras are saying, the Mishnah will soon explain what that means, a second degree, a second time, Tsaras, Mina Chalitza Mina Yibin. You're potter from the mitzvah Chalitza and from the mitzvah Yibin. Like the Torah did not give a mitzvah Yibin here. Ad Saif Oilam. It will go on and on and on, like the Mishnah will soon explain. Now the Mishnah says, what about the Chulam Imesu? Let's say again, your brother was married to your daughter. And your brother had two wives. He married your daughter, and he also married a different lady. Now, let's say your daughter died first. So, Lamaisa, after your daughter died, your brother was only married to one wife. And then your brother died, Avada, there would be a mitzvah yibum. Because at the time when your brother dies, he's only married now to one wife. And that wife you're allowed to marry, so there would be a mitzvah yibum. The Kulan, all these 15 Noshim, Imesu, if they died first, before your brother died, or else Oimienu, let's say they were only ketanim when they got married, they didn't have a father, And therefore, the law is, if you get married when you're a katana, if your mother married you off or your brother, you're allowed to say mien, means just say goodbye to her. You don't have to give a get. You're allowed to say goodbye to your husband. So now the same thing, that let's say your daughter, that was a katana, was married off to your brother, and then she said goodbye to your brother. So now, when your brother dies, it's like he's not married to your daughter. So therefore, the other wife would have a mitzvah yibum. Oynis garsha, like mean and gershon is the same thing. Oynis garsha, your daughter again was married to your brother, and your brother gave her a get. So the maisa now he's not married to her anymore. So at the time when your brother dies, if he only has one other wife, of course there is a mitzvah yibum on that wife. Oyshenim's islandess. Let's say we find out she's an islandess. Islandess means like an isle, she can't give birth. The ayam is like Loshen Zohar, no, she can't give birth. We find out later she's an islandess. So, Pasha, the Svar is an islandess is a Mekach Tois. We find out later that your daughter is an islandess, so when your brother married your daughter, it was really like a Mekach Tois. He didn't really want to marry a lady that can't give birth in certain cases. So, therefore, it's considered like your brother was never married to her. So, therefore, if your brother wasn't married to her, so of course, if he has a second wife, there would be a Mitzvah Yibam on the second wife. So in these cases, the Mishnah says, Sarasayim Mutaris, if your brother had a second wife, since you already got rid of the first one that was nearer to you, so now when your brother died, he only had one other wife, of course, Mutaris, there is a mitzvah yibum. So Rashi says like this, V'chulan Shemesu, means Shemesu Bita, your daughter that your brother was married to died first. Koidim Liyochiv, Oymiyano, or else your daughter gave me and said goodbye to him. How do we find me in saying, like, I don't want you anymore? I have a rehu kayim. The question is by your own daughter, if the father is alive, the father could marry you off midiraisa, then she can't just say goodbye to her husband. Then she has to have a get. Usually the case of mien is where there's no father around. And then we say if the mother marries off a daughter, the mother has no right to marry off midiraisa. So the kedushin is not chal midiraisa, it's only the rabbonic kedushin. On the rabbonin, there's a kula that when she's a katana, she could just say goodbye to her husband. So here the question is, on your own daughter, since the father's alive, how could she be mamayim? So Rashi said there's a case, kagoyin sheviya hasiyala liyechod. V'nizgasha, first you married her off once, and she got a get from her first husband. When she was still only 10 years old. The locker is if the father married off his daughter once, and she got a get, now the father doesn't have any more permission to marry her off. And now she went and got married to your brother. When she was a katana, that kedushin is only midrabonin. And Kol Zemar is only married midrabonin, v'yotzeh b'mien. When she wants to say goodbye to your brother, all she has to do is just say goodbye. She's me and him, and that's it. There's no makadushin. So, if she does it, namaisa now your brother's not married to her even with rabbonin. And the male, if your brother dies now, there's a mitzvah yibam on the other wife. Right? Then the Mishnah says you should just know, viato yacholayma, but you can't say the chamoisa by your mother-in-law. Uviyem chamoisa, your mother-in-law's mother. Uviyem chom, if your father-in-law's mother, shenim to islandess. That you can't say she's an islandess, because she gave birth. She has a daughter. And when Nisha gives birth, you can't call her an islandess anymore. Oishemino. Rosh, you can't have the case that they say me and they said goodbye to the husband. Because since they gave birth already, we're going now, a katana can't give birth. So since it's your mother-in-law that gave birth to your wife, so of course she's already a gadol already, and of course she's not an islandess. So these two cases you can't have by your mother-in-law and by your mother's mother-in-law, by your father-in-law's mother. So Rashi says, Shekhvar Yoldu, because they gave birth already. Meyacha Kredim Shinisus, before he got married to them. Yeah. Hilkach Lav Islandess, therefore she's not called an islandess. And me and also you can't have. Exactly the case about islandness, exactly why an islandness is not called Kedushin, that we'll see in the Gemara more. Why not? The Mishnah is just saying, though, if you find out that your daughter or any one of these 15 Noshim are an islandness, so the Svarah said that now your brother's Kedushin was never Chalbasa, it was like a Nekach Tois, your brother wasn't married to her, so really your brother was only married to the other wife, and the other wife you're allowed to marry, therefore there would be a Mitzvah Yibam. Now the Mishnah explains itself. Ketzad Poitera Sarasayim. What does it mean that if you're married to one of these 15 Noshim that are also to you, she also frees the Tzara, the second wife? That means, let's say, hoisa bitoy, if your daughter, oyachas mikola royaselu, your mother-in-law, your mother-in-law's mother, nesuyas liyochid, was married to your brother. In the case that your brother is allowed to marry your mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law, chveis, the husband died, and now your brother marries her. V'loy ishacheris, and your brother-in-law also has a second wife. Umeis, and now your brother dies. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is kishem shebitay ptura, just like you're not allowed to be miyab in your own daughter, because she's an erva to you. There's a chayat chorus. If you marry her, kach tzarasa ptura. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The second wife your brother is married to, really there should have been a mitzvah yibum. You're allowed to marry her, but that's a chiddush that since the other wife, you can't be miyabim, she's your daughter, she's your mother-in-law. So since you don't have mitzvah yibim by one of them, automatically the mitzvah yibim goes off the second one also. And we'll see in the Gemara with Dash and the Pasuk how we know it's potter. There's a lot of terror about this, we'll see in the Gemara. Yeah. That says, Kshem Shebitev Turah, Shreya Suraloi, V'yein Shem Ach Elohu, V'yein Shem Ach Elohu, you're the only brother. Is kach tzarasa p'tura kliyalpi gemara. We learn out from Sukkim in the Gemara that the other wife is also potter. Now, what's going to be the Gemara says, holcha tzaras bitoy v'nisas liyachiv. Hasheni. Let's say there were three brothers involved. Three brothers were alive. You had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Now, Shimon married Reuven's daughter. And he had a second wife also. So Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter and to another wife. And Shimon died. So Reuven can't be miyabim any one of the two wives. Because since Reuven, one of them is Reuven's daughter, so Reuven can't be miyabim either one of the two. Ma'ashen came the brother Levi. Levi is allowed to be miyabim Shimon's two wives. Because both of them are mutter to Levi. So what's going to be now? Well, Levi went ahead and was miyabim the second wife of Shimon. Not Reuven's daughter, but Levi went ahead and was miyabim Shimon's second wife. That's the case. That Levi, the third brother now, married Shimon's wife, not Reuven's daughter, but the second wife.
Yeah.
V'hocha tzoras bitoy, means with the second wife to Shimon. V'nistas liyochiv, Levi now married the second wife of Shimon. Liyochiv asheni, v'lo yish acheres, and Levi also has a second wife now. Umeis, and now Levi dies. And now the only brother still alive is the first Reuven's alive. So now the chiddush is, Kishem shet saras bitoy peturon, just like when Levi was miyabin Shimon's second wife. So Shimon's second wife is also to Reuven. Because at that time, Reuven, his daughter was the second wife of Shimon. So the first Mishnah said that just like the daughter is potter from Yibum, who adin, his second wife is also potter from Yibum. So negeya to Reuven, we look as if that second wife was Neshethach. It has an Issa Erev of an Eshesach with no heter of Yibum. So you also to marry her. So now when your second brother Levi married her, Lamaisa, she's an Erev to Reuven. She still has the Issa Eshesach Nageya to Reuven. So even though Levi was married to two wives, to this Tzora of Reuven's daughter, and also to a second wife, but Lamaisa, the Tzora, the second wife of Shimon, is called an Eshesach Nageya to Reuven. So just like Reuven now cannot be miyabim that second wife of Shimon, he could also not be miyabim Levi's second wife either. That's the chiddush tzoras tzarasa. Mamish keeps on going down the line. And this is the same yisoid, there's one yisoid here. That mitzvah yibum is, it's your brother's wife. And really your brother's wife is an erva. But certain times the Torah gives you a heter, a mitzvah yibum to marry her. When you're allowed to marry her, she's not an erva, there's a mitzvah to do it. Whenever you're not allowed to marry, and there's no mitzvah yibum on that lady, whenever the mitzvah yibum is taken away for whatever reason it is, because she's a tzara or any reason, she remains with the issa erva of eshesach. She remains with the erva of your brother's wife. So once at any time you weren't allowed to be miyabim her, that lady, she remains with the issa of eshesach. So when Reuven couldn't marry Shimon's second wife, that second wife is called an eshesach to Reuven. Even though now Levi marries her, when Levi dies, Reuven is not allowed to marry that second wife. Because that second wife, Negeah to Reuven, remains with the Erev of Eshesach. And any time when you brought that two wives, that one wife is an Erev to you, automatically the second wife also remains an Erev to you. So now the second wife of Levi would also be called an Eshesach to you that you can never marry. And Ad Oila means, let's say there was a fourth brother. And now the fourth brother marries the second wife. And again he dies, and again it falls back to Reuven. It goes ad oilam that Reuven is never allowed to marry any one of those wives of his brothers. Because since at one time he was no mitzvah yibum, when there's no mitzvah yibum to you, that wife remains with the Isser of Eshetach, as if he had a son. Just like if your brother dies and he has a son, you're never allowed to marry his wife. So whenever there's no mitzvah yibum, she remains with the Isser Eshetach. So that's the Chiddush.
And
even if it keeps on going on and on and on. Ketzad in Meisutz. That's from the Mishnah. Now, Ketzad, what's the end part of the Mishnah before? It says that in Meisutz or Aseya Mutaris, let's say your daughter dies, then you're allowed to marry the second wife. That means Hoysa Bitoy Oyachas Mikol Aroyas Elu Nesuyas Liochiv. Let's say your brother married your daughter, or else your brother married your mother-in-law, or he married your brother's wife from the same sister, from the same mother. Your brother was married to one of these 15 noshim that you can't marry. V'lo yisha cheres, and your brother had another wife also. Now, meisa bitoy, let's say first that your daughter dies, or in his garish, or else you give her a get, or any one of these 15 noshim that you can't marry. If first they die, or first your brother gives them a get, the Yachakach Meis, and then your brother first dies. So at the time when your brother is dying, he's only married to one lady that you're allowed to marry, is Yachakach Meis Achiv, so Rosh Mutaris, then you're allowed to marry his wife. Because at the time when your brother died, he wasn't married anymore to your daughter. He wasn't married anymore to your mother-in-law. So at the time when your brother died, you're allowed to marry his wife. So therefore there's a mitzvah Yibum. Then the Mishnah ends off, V'chol ha'yecholah lemoyin. Any time, let's say, one of these 15 noshim that your brother was married to, they weren't married midiraisa. Let's say, like, your daughter is still a katana. And again, we said that first you married her off once and she got a get. Now the father can't marry her off anymore. So now your brother went to marry her. She's only married to him only midirabonin, not midiraisa. And your brother had a second wife also. And now your brother dies. So it's like this. Midiraisa, there's a mitzvah yibum to you that you should be miyabim's second wife. What happened? Your brother was married to your daughter only midirabonin. Midiraisa, he wasn't married to her because she's a katana. But your brother has a second wife, a gedola. So midiraisa, your brother is only married to the older wife. When your brother dies, there's a mitzvah for you to be miyabim her. But midirabonin, though, you can't be miyabim her because midirabonin, your brother was married to your daughter also. And since your brother was married to your daughter, so just like your daughter, there's no mitzvah yibman, there's no mitzvah yibman the second wife either. So what do you do in such a case? That midiraisa, there is a mitzvah yibman, it's only midirabonin that your daughter was a katana, was married to your brother. What do you do in such a case like that? So Mishnah says, v'chol ha'yichonu lemoyin. Any time when your brother was married to these erevers, that's only your kedushin midirabonin, that means that they could get rid of them just by saying goodbye. And your brother, and she did not get rid of your brother. So at the time when your brother died, he was married midirabonin to one of these 15 noshim. The locheris sarosa cheletzis loymis yabemis. In such a case, there is a mitzvah yibum because midiraisa, your brother is only married to the older wife, not to the younger one. So there is a mitzvah yibum here. So therefore, you have to give a chalitza. But to marry her, we'll see in the Gemara midirabonin, it's also to marry her. There's a maris ayin involved. Midrabbanan, they don't want you to be miyabim, your brother's second wife. Because since midrabbanan, there's a marasayin that looks like your brother was married to your daughter. Good was only midrabbanan. She was a katana. But a koponan, they were living together. So it looks like your brother was married to your daughter. So if you're going to go and be miyabim, the second wife, people are going to think you're allowed to be miyabim at Saras Erva. So since lamaisa, you were married to a midrabbanan, the rabbanan made a din that chaylatzes v'loy misyabemis. You only have to give a chalitza, like she can't get married to somebody else. Midiraisa, zikr is chal, there is a mitzvah yibum. But I call upon him to make the yibum, there's maris sayinatu. Therefore the Mishnah says, the din is chaletzes, only give chalitza, and you're potter from yibum. So the Gemara, michti, kulu meyachos isha yafinan. How do we know that you say now that if your brother was married to an isha, that's an erva, that you can't be miyabim her? How do I know that? Like in Svara, I should say just the opposite. Just like your brother's wife, you're really not allowed to marry her. She's an eshesach. Still, the Torah says if your brother dies without children, there's a mitzvah to marry her. So maybe even if she's another erva also, even if she's your own daughter, like, so what? In Svar, I should say, even though your brother got married to your daughter, but when your brother dies without a wife, there should still be a mitzvah to marry her. Lo'akim shem li'yachiv. How do we know that if your brother's wife is an erva, you're not allowed to marry her? So we learn it out by achos isha, from your sister's, from your wife's sister, yafinin. Like Rashi says, michti, kula arroyis, ma'ashevturus min ayibum, mi'achos isha yafinu kam mishmaitin. We learn it out from Sukkim that it says, by your wife's sister. It says over there, you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, litzra, even in the case where they come to have two wives. So we'll see, with Hashem Sukkim later, the Pasuk is saying, even b'makim mitzvah yibum, even in the case where your brother was married to your wife's sister, you're allowed to do that. Two brothers marry two sisters, and then your brother dies, the Torah says you're not allowed to be miyabim her. Since Lamaisa, your brother's wife, is your wife's sister, you're not allowed to marry her. So that's how we learn out that if your brother's wife is an erva to you, there's no mitzvah yibum. We learn it out from the case of your wife's sister. Kula miyachos ishi yafinun, from your wife's sister. So for the Gemara, if so, list niyachos isha b'resha. That should have been the first case in the Mishnah. Because by that pasha of not to marry your sister's, your wife's sister, that's what we learn out that even though your brother married her, and now your brother died, there's no mitzvah yibum. So that's the yisod of our whole Mishnah. That when your brother's wife is an erva to you, you're not allowed to marry her. There's no mitzvah yibum. So it should have said, Achos Isha first in the Mishnah. How come it starts off with Bitoi? Why doesn't it start off right away with your wife's sister? For the Gemara V'chit time, maybe you want to answer like this. Hataya Tono Chumrei Chumrei Nuket. Hatana the Mishnah wants to say the Erviz that has the biggest einish, the biggest punishment. So more Chomedika Averis, that's what he wants to say first. For Rabbi Shimoni, maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Yoma Sreifa Chamura. So machloikis, whether sreifa or whether skila or sreifa is mochamer. Rabbi Shimon holds sreifa is the worst misa there is. So maisa, if you live with your own daughter, you chayiv sreifa. So mela, the worst erva there is, the biggest einish there is living with your own daughter. Then you chayiv sreifa. So maybe that's what the Mishnah starts off with bitoy. It wants to start off telling us the erva that's the most chamer, you shouldn't marry her. So therefore, it starts off with bitoy that has the chayiv sreifa. The Rashi says, Rav Shimon, the Yom HaParadal Misas, Sreifa Chamura. Rav Shimon Shita there is that the worst Misa there is, the worst Misas Bezin there is when Bezin has to burn somebody. Burning there means that they throw down hot lead down your throat. That's what it means. Olochi Toyna Reisha Bitoi, Ubas Bitoi, Kulad Eim Chamov Sreifa. Because all the first few that it says in the Mishnah, if you marry them, you chayiv Sreifa. For the Mori Hochi, that's the pshat why the Mishnah starts off with bitoy, because it's a chaymer of sreifa. Listening chamoisa b'reishoy. It should have said your mother-in-law first. The ikka sreifa b'chamoisa k'siva. When a terrorist says he will live with somebody, chayiv sreifa. So for the ikka, the terrorist says by chamoisoy, by your mother-in-law. So drashi b'chamoisa k'siv. V'ish ashe yikach es isha v'es ima. The terrorist says if you take a wife and then you take her mother, your mother-in-law, zimahi b'es yisrafu. There's the first time the Torah says clearly, Zimahi Ve'esh Yisrafu. It says if you marry your mother-in-law after you married your wife, now you go live with your mother-in-law, it says Yechai Yisrafa. So the Mishnah is saying cases of Bitoy, that Yechai Yisrafa, it should have said your mother-in-law first. Because the Ika place the Torah says Sreifa is by your mother-in-law. V'yoyd, another question we have, that's from the Mishnah. Bosa chamoisoi, after the Mishnah talks about chamoisoi, about your mother-in-law and about your bito, your chayiv sreifa, listni kalosoi. Then it should have said your daughter-in-law. Why is your daughter-in-law said last in the Mishnah? Kalosoi, your daughter-in-law, should have been second. Why? To bosa sreifa skila chamura. Because after the einish of sreifa, the next most hardest punishment there is skila. And if you live with your daughter-in-law, you get skila. The other ones, you only get chenik. So Abizai should have said, kalosai second. So this can't be the reason of the Mishnah, why the Mishnah says this Seda, because they want to say the more chomedika ones first. It's not in the right order anyway. Elodimor says like this, Bitoi, your daughter. And like Rashi said in the Mishnah, your daughter here doesn't mean from your wife. It means that you stam live with a lady. And you had her, and she became pregnant. Now that daughter, since the Maisha, you're the father, you're not allowed to marry her.
How do we know this? It doesn't say in the Torah clearly. We learn it from drushes. Kivon diyasim drusha. Since we only know it from drushes, is chavivalei. That's very chavav to the Tanna of the Mishnah. Hey, something that the Chum themselves have to go and darshan the Torah, and from drushes they learn now what the Torah means. That's very dear to them. That's why the Mishnah starts off with bitoy. The issa that you're not allowed to marry your daughter through znus. If you live with a lady and you had a daughter, you're not allowed to marry her. That's only from drushes. So that's why it's chaviva. That's why it says it first. Rashi says, "Kivin yasma drusha liyaser all of chaviva leletano the yakad mevareisha lekam meforishlo." Soon we'll explain what the drushes are. For the Gemara.